Morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock, Thursday, March 14, 2024. This meeting is being held both in person and via Zoom. We've been recording the meeting. It will be maintained in the office of the commission at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning from the commission as myself, John Valentine, commission chair, Michael J. Craigry is present as a commissioner and present in the room. Rebecca O'Rockwell is a commissioner and present in the room. Jennifer N. Frescas is a commissioner and is online with us. And Scott Smith, executive director. So that we have a good recording of everyone who's involved with the meeting today, let's have, starting with the people in the room, I'll recognize Shantae Asper. She's got a mask on today that she's trying to maintain some sickness and still working for us today. So let's go with Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director.
Deanna Herring, Deputy Executive Director.
Josh?
Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Thank you. Larry?
Larry Land, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you, Joseph.
Joseph Adams, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. We'll go to those now online. If you would please state your name, that would be helpful.
Edward Vasquez, Utah Attorney General's Office.
Thank you.
Alex Jarosevic, Commission Economist.
Yep.
Mike Lee, Senior Director.
Thank you.
Jessica O'Brien, Summit County.
Thank you, Jessica.
Chris Stitt, Legislative Research and General Counsel.
Thank you, Chris, for joining us. Is there anyone else who is online with us? Just for purposes of the record. Thank you. We'll go to the agenda. First item on the agenda. Oh, go ahead, please.
Denny has just joined us as well.
Okay, Denny, if you state your appearance, please.
Denny Lytle, Senior Director, Property and Miscellaneous Tax.
Thank you very much, Denny. Next item on the agenda is a public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the tax commission. Does anyone wish to avail themselves of that opportunity this morning? Hearing none, go to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is to consider approving commission minutes of January 25th, 2024. And I'll recognize Commissioner Frescas for a motion.
I move to approve the meeting minutes. I've misplaced the date now.
January 25th, 2024.
Thank you, of January 25th, 2024.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Well, passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider Summit County's Board of Equalization request for an extension of time for a County Board of Equalization to make a decision on an appeal. And I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Commission received a written request from the Summit County Board of Equalization to extend the time period set by Utah Code Annotated 59-2-1004, subsection 7, subsection C, to make a decision on appeals received by the application deadline set by Utah Code 59-210-043A. The board explained that they are unable to process within 60 days following the board's receipt of the taxpayer's application due to the large number of 2023 appeals filed. The Summit County Board asked the commission to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15th, 2023, to July 31st, 2024. With that explanation, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Cragen. Let's first ask if there's any questions from the commissioners of Commissioner Cragen regarding this item. Hearing none, I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you. I move to approve the Summit County Board of Equalization's request to extend the time period for making a decision on appeals it received by September 15th, 2023 to July 31st, 2024.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll go ahead and place the motion. Roll call vote. Commissioner Craigen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. We approve the request of Summit County. Next item on the agenda is to approve an agreement settling litigation pending in Carisha Hospitality LLC versus Tax Commission, 3rd District, case number 23090302, and related district court appeals consolidated into case number 23090302 for administrative purposes. This is an item, and we have legal counsel here. Does legal counsel wish to give us any explanation on this before I go to a body?
Yeah, I don't have much more information that stayed on the agenda item. The petitioners, the taxpayers in that case in Salt Lake County have reached an agreement to settle that district court action, which would involve a remand to the commission to consider it for approval in your role as adjudicators, along with some prior years that are still pending in front of you.
Thank you.
It's actually subsequent years.
Subsequent years, actually.
I'm sorry, subsequent years. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Anything further from counsel?
No.
Thank you. Recognize Commissioner Craigen for a motion.
Thank you. I move to accept the settlement offer presented in Krishna Hospitality LLC versus Tax Commission, which is pending in the 3rd District Court, case number 23090302, and related district court appeals consolidated into the same case for administrative purposes, and authorize our counsel's signature on the related documents.
Thank you very much. Any questions on the motion? Any debate on the motion? Yes, please.
I don't have any questions on the motion, but for the record, I did want to note that we have had Stephanie Pohl from Summit County join us, just to get that on the record.
She stated her appearance earlier.
Stephanie Pohl didn't. She actually just joined us. She's the assessor.
Thank you very much. Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's now go to the motion. I will go ahead and I hear no debate on the motion. I'll place the motion. We'll have roll call vote on the motion. Commissioner Craigen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. We've approved the settlement and authorized our counsel to sign settlement documents. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. Are there any commissioners that wish to give a report at this time?
I do.
Yes, Commissioner Rockwell, I'd like to hear from SST.
Yes. I just returned from a streamlined sales tax working group meeting of the various subcommittees of streamlined sales tax. There were a lot of questions and concerns raised about Utah's failure to pass legislation that would remove the 200 transactional threshold from the test for determining sales tax nexus in Utah. We had hoped to get that bill passed, and it had about a $5 million fiscal note that did not get funded. And we have also discussed this morning potentially raising that issue with the governor as a business-friendly measure that he could potentially support in the 2025 general session. But I did want that issue to be on everyone's radar, that Utah is being watched nationally in regard to its sales tax economic presence nexus threshold.
Thank you for that. Anything else from the commissioners? Hearing none, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, executive director's report.
I don't have anything this morning.
Okay. Thank you. Before we adjourn, Commissioner Craigen has indicated he has a request.
Thank you. I would like for the commissioners to meet in a closed meeting to to discuss the character and fitness of an individual with our counsel, Mr. Adams. I guess the one question that I have before I can make a motion is, have we set things up so that we can have Commissioner Freskas participate, or we can go into a private setting and have the discussion?
Shante has, yes.
I'm going to go over to room 1020 and log in really fast, and then you guys will be ready to go over there.
Okay. So room 1020 is where we're going to, and then we'll have to come back to this meeting after we're finished in order to
adjourn,
conclude our open meeting.
Okay.
So
does Commissioner Freskas have a separate place to log into?
Okay, good. I do, yes.
Okay, good. So motion is.
I haven't made a motion yet, but I will. move that we meet in a closed session in room 1020. To discuss the character or fitness of an individual and invite our counsel, Mr. Adams, to join with us, after which we'll return to this room to conclude our public meeting.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I hear no negative votes. Motion passes. We'll go into executive session and we will be back.
If we step out, can I ask a question?
You'll need a third one.
Think so.
Okay. You'll need a third commissioner to close this up.
Yeah. Did you leave the recording going while we were gone?
Yes.
Now, if Commissioner Frescas is going to rejoin.
Commissioner Frescas looks like she's on.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay, now we have a quorum.
Commissioner Rockwell had to go someplace else. So we have a quorum and we're back on the record. Can we all turn the record back on, please?
Hold 1 second. My computer aired out and I don't actually know if it's still recording.
It says recording.
It still says that it's recording?
Yes. My computer says recording.
Yeah.
This meeting is being recorded. See it up on the top. So we're back into the general session of the Tax Commission meeting. And the only other item we can take care of this time is a motion. I recognize Commissioner Craig and make a motion.
I move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn is in order. Those in favor say aye.
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 Rule that passes. We have 3 with 1 absent. And we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now where's your here? Is it in here or is it in the next one over?
I actually need to go to my office. Mine's a remote hearing, but I wanted to be in person.
Mine's in person, I think, if I remember right. Let me look.
But I wanted to get the question on paper performance answered. So
I'm glad you did. I got to go to my office too. Mine's also online. Thank you, Dante.